Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a wonderful morning. It is 8 o'clock in the morning, and I love mornings. 8/23/2012. This is What's Your Roots. This is my program, Here, There, and Everywhere, where we talk about the unthinkable, where the lunatic fringe, things that we don't want to talk about, least of all want to know, but absolutely need to. Once again, good morning. Glad you could join me. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he had prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandments of the earth. When I was with him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Proverbs 8:22-31, I'm reading out of Zen Garcia's book, Sons of God. Who we are and why we're here. It's in the preface. You know, if you don't understand the beginning, you're not going to understand the end. It's a very long story, but you have to understand the beginning of the story. I like to always mention to people why it is that Cain and Abel are not in the genealogy of Adam. So let's go to the beginning. And we're not going to go to the book of Genesis, but we're going to go to 1 Chronicles, chapter 1. These are the earliest generations of mankind: Adam, Seth, and Enosh. Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, and Shem, Ham, and Japheth. But we're going to study mostly about Cush, Mizraim, Canaan. Cush and Canaan, not good guys. The bloodlines of Canaan, who was the son of Ham. Now, Ham uncovered the nakedness of his mother. And if you go to the Strong's concordance, which I don't have the page here, but I have done it, and you can find it yourself, that to uncover the nakedness means that basically he went in and had sex with his mother, created Canaan. That's why Canaan was cast out. And then, of course, we do know by reading the text in 1 Chronicles 10, another of the sons of Cush was Nimrod, who became a great hero. So we have those two clans, and those were the two major clan bloodlines that were the polluted bloodlines on the earth. The Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Shinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, Amathites. And then one other interesting thing that went on during that very same period of time was that the people of the earth were divided. And that's kind of interesting, I think, because they were divided into two language groups, the Jokan and those were the sons of Joktan. The sons of Joktan were Almodad, Sheleph, Hazmar, well, I'm going to not go through that list, but anyway, the sons of Shem were the other languages, and I'm not too sure about, and haven't read about the specifics of those two, but interesting it is that we have those two lines, those two bloodlines that came down through the Chronicles and through the Kings. And I'm going to kind of jump around all over today. Hope you don't mind. I'm going to go to 1 Kings, something pretty interesting I read last night. Now, you know that when the people came out of the desert, you know, the great creator God had created a division between. I mean, he actually created a great gulf. Half the people fell in it. Can you imagine seeing that happen? Wow, must have blown their minds. Anyway, it happened that King David had not died just yet. The king had a couple of sons. Of course, you know that. But what I found was very interesting in Kings, 1 Kings 9, that it says Adonijah went to En-Rogel, which I haven't had the opportunity to look that word up yet, En-Rogel, interesting, where he sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fat, and young goats at the serpent's stone. Now, I never referenced the serpent's stone anywhere. Have any of you referenced that anywhere? I would be interested in talking about it. our guest calling number is 347-945-5170. Lunatic fringe, huh? So the serpent had a stone, and I bet ya it wouldn't be doubtful to me one moment that they kept that stone and continued to sacrifice at that stone. What do you think? Wouldn't doubt to me for one second that that was true. The serpent, from the very beginning. Now we know his name wasn't written into the genealogy, right? We know this to be true. Not the one we're looking for, anyway. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he that is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins. He sinned from the beginning. For his purpose, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil, whoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither does he love his brother. This was the message that you heard from the very beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. And he slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil and his brother's works were righteous. Yes. He that keepeth all the commandments, the Lord dwelleth in him. And hereby know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. But believe not every spirit, not everyone, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not God. And remember, there is no fear in love, but the perfect love casts out all fear, because fear has no place. He that fears is not made perfect in God's love. Do not hate your brother if you say you love God. How can you say you love God when you hate your brother who is right in front of you? You say you love God who you've never seen. And remember this, there are three that bear records in heaven. They are the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. There are three in one, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And there are three, and they all agree And we have received this witness of the God, the great creator God, that God is the greatest. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. That if we believe on the Son of God, and we have witness in him, we believe that, yes, God gave us his Son, and we have record of it. And we that believe it have eternal life through him. He that has the Son has eternal life. And we know that the Son of God is to come and has given us all understanding that we may know him and that it's true and that we are in him. And that is true. And that it is true from God and he gives eternal life. Wow. He says in Luke 12:31 that he will always give you all you need from day to day if you will just make the kingdom of God your primary concern. And besides that, what is the use of worrying? What good does it do? Will it add a single day to your life? Of course not, it won't. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. And if worrying can't even do such little things as that, what's the use of worrying over big things? Look at the lilies. They don't toil and spin, yet Solomon in all his glory was not robed as well as they are. No, we're jumping all over the place today. Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to murder you. They can only kill the body. They have no power over your soul. And I tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill. And then he has the power to cast those who've turned him away and his Son into hell. And I assure you of this, he said, I, the Messiah, will publicly honor you in the presence of God's angels. And if you publicly acknowledge me here on earth as your friend, I will acknowledge you as king and priest. And the Holy Spirit will give you all of the right words, even as you're standing. Tell your brothers, Jesus said. Yes. Weep, weep for your little ones, for they will be snatched away, and you will never see them again. They have gone as slaves into distant lands. Shave your heads in sorrow. Look, he is coming. He leaves his throne in heaven, and he comes to earth. He's going to be walking on the mountaintops. Because of the sins of Israel and Judah, because their sins have centered in the capital cities, in Samaria and in Judah, and in Jerusalem, the Lord God says, I will reward your evil with evil. Nothing can stop me. Never again will your proud and haughty be after I am through with you. Because you drove the widows out of their homes and you stripped their children of every God-given right. Those will be turned away. The Lord says, the time will come, Israel, when I will gather you, all that are left, and bring you together again like a little sheep. Like sheep in a fold and like a flock in a happy pasture. A noisy little flock, like a happy little crowd. The Messiah will lead you out of exile and bring you through the gates of your own city and out of the cities of captivity. And you will then be in your own land. Your king will be there before you. And he said, you are the very ones who hate good and evil. You have skinned my people, and you strip them to the bone. You devour them, you flog them, you've taken their bones and broken them, you've chopped them up like meat for cooking pots. And even when you plead to me, I'm going to look the other way. Even you false prophets who lead my people away, you false prophets who stand out there and you say there will be peace and safety, you only give food to those who follow you. And you threaten those who will not pay. This is God's message. You will be cut off. And all you false prophets with words of wisdom from the pulpit, you will be cut off. Your high pay, your beautiful sanctuaries financed by indulgences, they will be cut off in the day. You will be like dust on the chasing floor. You will cover your faces in shame and admit that your messages were not from God. Listen to me, leaders of Israel who hate justice, who love unfairness. You leaders who take bribes. You priests and prophets who don't preach prophecy until you're paid. And then you stand in your pulpits and you say that all is well. There is no sin. You listen to the government tickle your ear, and you witness to the people, no harm will come to us. No harm will come to us. But listen up, you leaders who hate justice and love unfairness. I am filled with power, with spirit of the Lord, fearlessly announcing God's punishment on your sin. You leaders who take bribes and won't preach without being paid. Your mighty temples will stand and be surrounded by overgrown brush because of what you've done. It's going to be like a heap of rubble. But in the last days, Mount Zion will be renowned. Of all the mountains of the world, praised by all the nations, people from all over the world will make pilgrimage there. Come, they will say to one another, let us visit the mountain of the Lord and see the temple of God of Israel. He will tell us what to do, and we will all do it. For in those days, the whole world will be ruled by the Lord from Jerusalem. But you, prophets, you false prophets from the pulpits, that refuse to identify the truth to my people, to make my thoughts clear and understood about my plans. For the time will come when the Lord will gather together the enemies of his people like sheaves upon the threshing floor. Yes. And he will say, O daughter of Zion, I will give you horns of iron and hoofs of brass, and you will trample to pieces many people, and you will give their wealth as offerings to the Lord and the Lord of all the earth. And he has said he will stand and feed his flock in strength, in majesty, and in the name of the Lord his God, and his people shall remain there undisturbed because they have greatly honored him all around the world. I will pour out my vengeance upon all of the nations who refuse to listen to me. Don't you remember, O people, how Balak, king of Moab, tried to destroy you through the curse of Balaam, son of Beor, but I made him bless you instead? Haven't I shown you again and again and again? How can I wake you up for what I've done? How can we make up, God, oh God, to show you what we've done? You ask, shall we bow before the Lord with offerings of yearling calves? Oh no. For if you offered him thousands of rams, and 10,000s of rivers of olive oil, would that please him? Would it satisfy him? If you even sacrificed your oldest child, would that make him glad? Then would he forgive you of your sins? Oh, no. Of course not. No, he has told you what he wants, and this is all it is. Be fair and just and merciful, and walk humbly before your God, because the Lord's voice calls you out, and you need to listen to the Lord if you are wise. All of the Lord's enemies will come to destruction, because their sins are very great. They continually get rich by cheating. They have stolen the homes of the old and the poor. I will destroy you and make you laughingstock of the world. The God, the great creator God, will return and bring home those who live in the home in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 6 says this, "This may seem unbelievable to you, a remnant, small and discouraged as you may be, but it's no great thing for me. You can be sure that I will rescue my people from the east and the west, wherever they're scattered. I will bring them home again to live in safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God, just and true, and yet forgiving all their sins. This is what the Lord of hosts says." Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening. You have listened long enough. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. God loves you.